What am I saying? Once you do that, wisdom knows everything. Wisdom know how to prosper you. Wisdom know how to teach you. Wisdom know how to reveal to you. The Spirit of God revealed that wisdom know how, when it's revealed to you, to show you how it fits, how it works. You understand it. You may be the simplest person there is. But when the Word of God enters your heart, it will give you life. Bill Winston told this. He told this. Said there was a man that was, see how we're doing? Yeah, I got about 3 minutes. There was a man that I think he went to prison, but anyway, he got out. And he messed around, he got a hold to one of Bill's tapes, how to use his faith and receive from God. And said, so a man, anyway, this is what he did. He said he couldn't read that good, and said, and he said that he went from making, I think, $4 an hour, but anyway, minimum wage, to owning his business and had people working for him. And asked him, and he said, when he met Bill, said, I got a hold of your tapes. And he said, and I just started doing what you taught, what you said, and I put it to work. I believe it. And he said, and I got me one of them things in my house too. He couldn't say jacuzzi. He said, but I got it. I forgot how he said it, but he said, I just started doing what you said. And he said, the man finally came to church and enrolled, and they taught him how to read. He said, listen, see what I'm telling you this for. See, when we have problem in those areas, we just give up. But this word will work. I don't care who you are. I don't care how simple you are. You know why it won't work? When you won't believe it. When you sit down and won't do anything and feel sorry for yourself. This word, this I just read to you, that God said, if any man, I don't see where he put a color on that. Any man like wisdom, let him ask how. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men, not some men, all men, how? Liberally, and upbraideth not. Now, you can sit down and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get up and do something about your stuff. Huh? I tell this one in closing. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Wisdom is available to us. This man was preaching, and he lost his voice, and he helped too. And anyway, one day he would just, how you look out the windows. He said, if I could just get out there under that tree, I believe I'd be better. And I'm just going to praise God. And he got out there and fell down and couldn't get up. And the devil said, uh-huh. Say, you done fell down, you can't get up, and you can't talk. You're going to die right here. He just started praising God. It just coming out of whisper. I think it lasts about two or three hours. See, we won't stay with something. We do it about 5 minutes, we quit. Said, next thing he knew, after about 2 or 3 hours, he just kept praising God. He was standing on his feet, perfectly healed, shouting to the top of his voice, and could be heard all over the, all, But the devil told him what? You ain't got out here, nobody know where you are. God knew where he was. And he rose uphill, praised God, until everything left his body. All I'm saying, if you quit, you won't get there. But if you won't quit, God won't quit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just kind of talked about it a little bit tonight. We're going to get into some of this. Amen. Come on, Ursula.